And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts since 1939, with a 5-star rated Superior service you deserve. Locally owned and operated for over 80 years, Superior Energy knows your community and unique needs. Receive personalized attention that goes above and beyond always. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
There are no flies on your ceiling. Good evening. We're in the Afterglow. Well, let truth be told, now that daylight is lingering longer with us, there's no reason for getting down on yourself. Let's go out and take a walk in the Afterglow. I'm Father John, and this is our time together to transition from the hectic to the relaxed, from perpetual motion to slow-me-down motion. It's good to have hopes and dreams, huh? It's good to wake up each day believing and expecting. But don't wait for those things to come before you enjoy your life and find happiness. This is the day the Lord has made, not tomorrow, not when all your dreams come to pass, not when all the negative people are changed, but today. So right now, we unwind after a very busy work day where those of us who work inside longed for the opportunity to smell the sweet scents of spring in the great outdoors. William Blake, the English poet and visionary artist, left a concise definition of the path to holiness. He wrote, "We are put on earth for a little space that we may learn to bear the beams of love." Blake, who regularly conversed with angels in his garden, was equally eccentric in matters spiritual and artistic. Yet his statement is in agreement with the saints. They all have agreed that sanctification is a matter of being conformed to God, of steadily putting off the old person and putting on Christ, whose nature is simply love itself. Our task on earth is to learn to bear the beams of love. Learning to love in the Afterglow. Well, you're here with me, and I'm Father John, and we are in the Afterglow on WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and we're together winding down this March evening to prepare for a better tomorrow. It's March 15th, the Ides of March. Does anybody know, really, though, what the Ides of March mean? In the Roman calendar, the days of the month were not numbered sequentially. Instead, each month had three division days: calends, nones, and ides. Days were numbered from these divisions, that is, four calends or three nones. The ides occurred on the 15th of the month. Julius Caesar was assassinated on this day in 44 BC. Since the system was used in Europe well into the Renaissance when Shakespeare wrote, "Beware the Ides of March," his audience knew full well what he meant. And now, thanks to me, so do you. Also on this day, back in 1972, the film The Godfather premiered. Considered the greatest American film, challenged only by the sequel released 2 years later, the movie was nominated for 11 Academy Awards, receiving three: Best Picture, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Actor, Marlon Brando. Based on Mario Puzo's best-selling novel about the Italian-American Corleone family, director Francis Ford Coppola's Godfather enhanced the most universal themes of immigrant experience in America: the plotting out of hopes and dreams for one's successors, the raising of children to carry on the good work, among others. The movie's main attraction and message is the glimpse inside the life of organized crime, specifically the Italian mafia. More precisely, it outlines the importance of family. Family. It remains one of the best loved and most widely quoted and imitated movies of all time.
Speak softly, love, and hold me warm against your heart. I feel your words, the tender trembling moments start. We're in a world, our very own, sharing a love that only few have ever known. Wine-colored days warmed by the sun, deep velvet nights when we are one. Speak softly, love, so no one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love, so softly, came into my world with love, so softly, love.
Well, yes, that was Andy Williams with Speak Softly, My Love, otherwise known as the love theme from The Godfather. Now you're in the afterglow, and here's where we take time to reflect on stretching and reaching toward the maximum. Time to make our way toward the intersection of where faith meets life. What is it that is consuming your energy? Try not to waste precious energy complaining. It is far better to face what is bothering us and to do something about it than to dwell on something negative that dampens our spirits and the spirits of those around us. As a parent, the greatest treasure that you can give your children is to raise them in a happy environment where they learn from their family just how joyful life can be. Through discipline and determination, we teach ourselves to remain present to the potential enthusiasm in each moment. We increase our capacity by creating fun, stimulating times in the midst of our ordinary lives. An enthusiastic outlook on life makes every moment an adventure. Life is to be celebrated, not merely lived. Today is the time. Here, where we are, is the place. Now, enthusiasm is an internal emotional state. Give each moment your undivided attention and you will feel the intense excitement of being alive. Refuse to take this miracle of the gift of life for granted. The world owes us nothing. We're here to play our part. And if Emerson was right that nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm, then our life, moment to moment, should be a tribute to the potential to make small moments great and link them together one after another throughout all our days and nights. We get good vibes by giving them. Being around people who exude positive energy is stimulating and inspiring. They're fun to be with because they have the power to uplift our spirits as they uplift their own. They invite us to actively participate in the infinite possibilities for living more radiantly. Someone with a good disposition, who is cheerful and looks on the bright side of life, generates lots of good energy. When we show genuine appreciation to others for what they do for us, we share and increase each other's positive energy. An inquiry about someone's day, asking questions about their interests, remembering to ask about a movie a friend saw, or to ask how a dinner party turned out, sweetens life. Spreading positive energy towards others is always the appropriate thing to do. When we sincerely care about others, it is easy to think of things that will uplift them. And when we affirm and confirm our own life, as well as the lives of the people that we're in contact with regularly, the atmosphere is one of progress and acceptance. Good feelings are great energy boosters. Now that's where faith meets life.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Now I'll go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
From my heart.
Give me your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
I won't go on.
And that was award-winning gospel singer Donnie McClurkin with Speak to My Heart here in the Afterglow, a place and time to bring balance back into life. And as we get closer and closer to spring, I can feel the adjustment of my equilibrium taking place. A good feeling, huh? And it's good to have you with me tonight. This is your time. Time for you. Now, looking back through the pages of history, we find that today marks the birth anniversary of a U.S. president born on this day in 1767. Do you know who it was? Here's a hint. His likeness appears on the $20 bill. Yes, it's Andrew Jackson, who was the 7th president of the United States from 1829 to 1837. Now, what made Jackson stand out among the pack is that, unlike the majority of U.S. presidents before him, he did not come from an extensive educational or privileged background. He worked as a self-taught lawyer in the Tennessee area and eventually became its first state congressman. He also played a pivotal role in the War of 1812, which catapulted his win in the presidential election of 1828. He's considered to be one of the main founders of what is now the Democratic Political Party. While one of the most controversial figures of the 19th century, Jackson did help change America's views on frontiersmen, who at the time were seen as slovenly troublemakers, but with Jackson's support were seen as American heroes.
So, the next time you pull a $20 bill out of your wallet now, you'll remember the story of former U.S. President Andrew Jackson, born on this day back in 1767.
Tell me, do you have a secret? Is it eating you up inside? Well, if it's something you need to share, it's time to let that secret out on True Confessions Day. It's a day to let out all those skeletons that you've been keeping in your closet for too long. It's good for your soul, and it will take so much pressure off your mind. Would you like it if someone kept a secret from you? I didn't think so. In fact, if you are honest, I bet the person you confess to will feel better knowing the truth.
Father, there's something I have to tell you. I stole your tuna sandwich from the refrigerator.
Tuna sandwich? I actually don't like tuna. That must have been someone else's. But thanks for telling me the truth.
It wasn't yours. So I have to confess to someone else?
Well, I guess you do. But I still bet even confessing it to me made you feel a bit better, right?
It actually was a huge relief, until I found out it wasn't your sandwich. I guess I'll just have to look for whose it was.
You could possibly learn a lesson from Henrietta, besides not eating mystery tuna sandwiches. It will make you feel better to confess to something bad that you did. If you think it is too difficult to tell someone else, take a small step, look in the mirror, and confess some things that you have done to yourself. It's not the same thing, but it will be good to say it out loud anyway. Just make sure to try to leave no secret untold on True Confession Day.
Thank you.
Well, we just enjoyed a song by Yanni entitled Swept Away. Irresistible music from a wonderful musician. The perfect music for our time together in the afterglow. Are you enjoying our time together as much as I am? I'm glad you're here with me as we venture into story time now in the afterglow. Well, in the days when an ice cream sundae cost much less, a 10-year-old boy entered a hotel coffee shop and sat at a table. A waitress put a glass of water in front of him. "How much is an ice cream sundae?" 50 cents, replied the waitress. Well, the little boy pulled his hand out of his pocket and studied a number of coins in it. "How much is a dish of plain ice cream?" he inquired. Some people were now waiting for a table, and the waitress was a bit impatient. 35 cents, she said brusquely. The little boy again counted the coins. "I'll have the plain ice cream," he said. The waitress brought the ice cream, put the bill on the table, and walked away. The boy finished the ice cream, paid the cashier, and departed. When the waitress came back, she began wiping down the table and then swallowed hard at what she saw. There, placed neatly beside the empty dish, were 15 cents. Her tip. It is the little things that make a big difference. Something to think about. Sam Levine with Softly and Tenderly. We're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John, and we get together every weekday evening for some music, meditation, introspection, and inspiration. So many irons in the fire, but we'll help you sort it all out and maintain your balance, always keeping an eye on proper perspective here in the Afterglow. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, the best way to do so is by way of email. You can email me at afterglow@wjmj.org. All one word, afterglow@wjmj.org. And this is our time of relaxation and inspiration without the worry and anxiety of having too much to do and no time to do it. Now let's be optimistic. Spring is coming. Thank you for your company this evening. And be sure to join me every weeknight here on WJMJ, starting right after the ABC News at 7. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. I hope tonight you received the message that God's love is personal. He knows each of us individually and loves us personally. His is a mighty love that has no beginning and no end. It is this experiencing of God's love that distinguishes Christianity from all other religions. Why does God love us? It is because of who He is. God is love.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Friday of the fourth week of Lent. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea, because some were trying to kill him. Even Jesus had to take care of himself when danger threatened. In today's gospel lesson, we read that he confined his teaching and healing ministry to Galilee because he knew his enemies in Judea were looking for a chance to kill him. Jesus never presumed the special protection of God. A number of years ago, Rodgers and Hammerstein staged a Broadway musical entitled Flower Drum Song. This was the story of the conflicts between older and younger generations of Chinese immigrants. The older generation observed the ancient traditions, while the younger generation flaunted those outworn pieties. Of course, the younger generation completely lost the sense of the mysteries of life and the wonders of nature. Trying to communicate something of the older generation's sense of awe, one of the characters sang a song entitled 100 Million Miracles. Of course, the miracles were the ordinary occurrences and events of life. Everything from the miracle of changing weather to the miracle of childbirth was celebrated in this song, whose refrain was, 100 million miracles are happening every day. We moderns have lost that sense of awe before the vastness of the universe and the intimacies of everyday life. The greatest miracles happen right under our noses every day. Consider the miracle of love. What is it about being a parent that evokes love of a child? What is it about being a patriot that calls forth love of country? What is it about romantics that provokes love of the companion? What is it about the saint that sustains love of sacrifice? Where does these different kinds of love come from? Jesus said, "All love comes from God." A theme echoed by St. John in his letters. All love is from God. We love because He first loved us. Those who do not love do not know God. But saying God is the origin of all love is to confess that we stand in the presence of a miracle whenever we give or receive love. Yes, it's true. 100 million miracles are happening every day.
100 million miracles. 100 million miracles are happening every day. And those who say they don't agree are those who do not hear or see. 100 million miracles. 100 million miracles are happening every day.
Miracle of changing weather.
When a dark blue curtain is pinned by the stars, pinned by the stars to the sky, every flower and tree is a treat to see. The air is very clean and dry. Then a wind comes blowing the panes all away. Night is confused and upset. The sky falls down like a clumsy clown. The flowers and the trees get wet.
Very wet.
100 million miracles. 100 million miracles are happening every day.
And when the wind shall turn his face, the pins are put right back in place.
100 million miracles. 100 million miracles are happening every day.
In every single minute, so much is going on along the Yellow River of the Tiber.
100 million miracles.
A swallow in Tasmania is sitting on her eggs, and suddenly those eggs have wings and eyes and beaks and legs.
100 million miracles.
A little girl in Chongqing, just 30 inches tall, decides that she will try to walk and nearly doesn't fall.
100 million miracles. 100 million miracles.
15th day of March, in the fourth week of Lent, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, show me if there is anyone from whom I need to ask forgiveness. If there is anything hurtful I may have said or done to someone, whether knowingly or not, I pray you will bring it to my understanding so I can confess it to you and that person and be forgiven. Bring to mind anything I have promised to someone that I have not followed through on so I can make amends. I want to clear the air in all my relationships. Show me anyone I need to pray with or for with regard to any unforgiveness between us. I want to know the healing that forgiveness brings. I want to inherit your ability to show love and mercy at all times.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still, my
Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken, that stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountains surround her. So the Lord surrounds this people both now and forever.
For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the righteous, for fear that the hands of the righteous should turn to evil.
Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will drive away with the wicked. On Israel, peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I, too, hearing your faith in the Lord Jesus and of your love for all the holy ones, do not cease giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones.
Jesus came that we might know the Father.
Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. And holy is your name. And holy.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus came that we might know the Father.
Gracious God, you encircle us with care. In trust we pray.
God, in your compassion, hear our prayer.
Heed the cries of those who suffer loneliness, loss, or grave disappointment. In trust we pray.
God, in your compassion, hear our prayer.
Safeguard all who gather to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this weekend. In trust we pray.
God, in your compassion, hear our prayer.
Inspire and prosper efforts to decrease the production, access, and use of weapons. In trust we pray.
God, in your compassion, hear our prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and lead us to know the riches of glory that are ours in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sin thought may know.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still, my love. nations fight, though kingdoms fall, though spiteful hearts will harm. Your mercy holds us, we hear you call.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and the orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the Church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Still my love, know that I am God. Be still my love, know that I am God. Behold the works our Lord has done to change our hearts of stone. God breaks our arrows, God breaks our bows, God calls us chosen, calls us God's own. Be still my love, know that I am God. Be still my love. Thank you.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he go before you to lead you and follow after you to give you strength. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.